Welcome back to The Marriage Melody, where we are composing a lifetime of love and happiness with our husband. I am your host, Rivka Harper. Last time we talked about how our physical health, for example, our exercising and our food intake, was very important to our well-being, which in turn affects how we are able to be in our marriage. The homework I gave was to find time to sit down with yourself and to be honest. Are you where you should be? And if not, find just one, maybe two small things that you can tweak. I didn't ask you to make a huge overhaul of yourself. That almost never works, and almost always sends you in the opposite direction, worse than you were to begin with. If you were happy where you were at the moment and you didn't want to change anything, that's wonderful. Wherever you are, I asked you though to put thought in what you were doing and what you were eating and to ask God to help make what you're doing good for you. And I have a little confession to make, and that is while I was preparing for this episode, I looked at the last homework that I just mentioned, and I realized that's something right now that I need to work on. Normally, I do a mix of things each week as I work on my marriage, and it could be anywhere from writing little thank you note or appreciation notes to my husband, to working on giving him my full attention or not interrupting. However, I noticed that lately I have been a little lax when it comes to asking God to help make everything that I do good. And you know what? That's okay. Because it's very easy to get upset with ourselves when we see that we're not doing what we should be doing or think we should be doing. But the truth is, we are just human. And being human means our life has its ups and downs. It ebbs and it flows. And we should give ourselves leeway and be kind even when we fall off the bike. Because it's going to happen. So what do? We should pick ourselves up, give ourselves a huge hug, and then we can get back on the bike and go forward. Right now, we are going to continue with what we talked about last time and focus on ourselves again. And yes, I know we've talked about self-care before, but it is so important for our own sanity, let alone just our happiness. And it should be obvious that if I'm not at my best, there is no way I can be my best in my marriage. But I know as women, this is not always obvious, and sometimes we need to be explicitly told to do it on a regular basis. You see, we are nurturers, and you can say it's in our DNA. It is how we were created. And everyone gives, but women were created with an extra dose of wanting to give. We give to our husband, we give to our children, to our friends and community, and we give of ourselves at work. However, there's one person that usually gets left behind. Do you know who that is? I'm sure you do. We usually forget about ourselves. Well, maybe forget is not the correct word to use, but it's more like we put ourselves on the back burner and are left for last. If there's enough time, I will do something for myself, right? But with that way of thinking, there is never any time. Between work, taking care of our children, taking care of crying children, our husband, the shopping, the cooking, the cleaning, all our time is taken up. Everyone and everything is important, yes, except for us. The thing is, we really want to help. That is how we were created. We like to help. We have to remember the important thing is as follows. For me to be the most helpful, I have to be at my best. If I am not, then I cannot help to my full capacity. Let's go and turn it around, and we're going to think about it in a different angle. I really like it when the other person can reap the most benefit from what I have to give. I will say that one again. I really like it when the other person can reap the most benefit from what I have to give. Can you hear that? I like it when the other person is able to get the maximum benefit out of what I can offer them. So how do I accomplish this? By taking care of myself. When I look after myself and become the best me, that is when I can give my best, and the other person will be able to receive the most from me. In other words, when I'm feeling my best, that is when I can have the most impact on others. But some of you will tell me, a lot of you will tell me, maybe all of you will tell me that we know that it is selfish to think about ourselves. That's what we're told. Growing up, you always have to think about the other person. Don't focus on yourself, focus on them. To always focus on yourself is not good. That is correct. But that is not what we're talking about. You want to give and be helpful to the next person. But guess what? You are a person. That's right. That means that when you give to, fill in the blank with your name, you are giving to a person. And when you give to another person, remember that one of the people you need to give to is yourself. So I'm hoping this is starting to make a little bit more sense. To sum it up, I heard this beautiful quote recently. You need to take care of yourself so you can give people the best of you, not what is left of you. And I will say this one again too. You need to take care of yourself so you can give people the best of you, not what is left of you. Self-care is the time we use to recharge. Think of your phone. You use your phone all day, and if you don't plug it in at the end of the day, well, guess what? It won't last very long the next day. Why? As you use your phone, you use the energy in your battery, and when that's all used up, if your phone is not plugged in, the phone won't work. The same goes for us. We work hard. Between everything that we need to do and the people that need us, at the end of the day, our batteries are drained. We have to plug in to recharge. What charger we use depends on what we personally need. Some people need to hide away and read a book, or maybe just to lie down in a dark room. Others, they need to crawl into a bubble bath. Some need to go out with their friends once a week, and others reset by exercising. It just is a very personal thing. We're all unique. We are all different. So we will all recharge differently. What we need to internalize is that self-care is an indispensable part of our optimal health. It is not an option. And it should never be treated as a luxury or something I will get to if there is time kind of thing. We as women, in particular, need to learn to prioritize our self-care and our wellness. If you don't care for yourself, eventually something will give. It has to give. It's like the saying, you can't burn the candle at both ends. Either you or the ones you love will suffer, or most likely both of you. So the question is not, should you pamper yourself? Because you should. The question is, what do you do to pamper yourself? Do you intentionally plug yourself in to recharge? Or do you try to squeeze it in here and there if you can, because you think that everyone else's needs should get dealt with first? You are important. When you go on an airplane, the flight attendants will tell you that if there is a change in the oxygen pressure, the oxygen mask will come down. And then what do they say? Put your own mask on first before helping others. Self-care is like our oxygen. This week, choose one thing that recharges you and prioritize it. Write it down. Talk to your husband and get him on board. Tell him you want to be the best wife you can be, the best mother you can be. However, to do that, you need to recharge so you can be that amazing wife to him, the amazing mother to his children. How much time do you take for yourself? Well, that I can't answer because everyone is different. A good gauge is when you are finished with your self-care and you are ready to face the world again, do you feel refreshed? There is no time to fully recharge? Well, take what you can get. After all, a partial recharge does help a little bit. Several years ago, my husband went back and got his MBA while working full-time, and one quarter was extremely tough. And at that point, we had only one car. At this particular quarter, he told me that he needed to take the car to work. And he would go from home to work directly to school, almost directly, and then back home again, really late, to get a few hours of sleep before starting work again. During this time, I would be home with our four boys, and the only mode of transportation I had, or we had, were our feet. Every day I gave him a grocery list, and at lunch he would walk next door, pick up the food, and he would store it in the fridge at work. After work was finished, he would drive home, stay in the car, and I would come out to meet him, grab the food, give him his supper, and then he would take off. It was a grueling 12 weeks. However, he promised me that when the quarter was done, I would get time out of the house by myself, no kids. He was true to his word. But I only had 2 hours, and I don't remember what happened, but he said, I only have 2 hours to give you. He may have already started his next class. I don't remember. And no, after 12 weeks, the 2 hours was not enough to recharge myself after being home with four boys. But yes, it was enough to keep me going a little bit longer until I had more time for myself. So sometimes we can't get it all, but we need to really prioritize and try to get everything that we need. And I will leave you with that.